Well. Look who it is. Finally, after all this time. Hero, you and I are here in the same room. I have to say, it took me an awful long time to find you. And now that you're here, I am so very pleased. You see, I remember when I first started fighting you. You were so noble and brave. I saw you on the television. You just captured, what's his name? That one. I'm sure you know of him. You just looked so bold and brave, I knew I had to have you. The problem was, I needed you to notice me. Turns out that threatening to kill a busload of people really got your attention. But it wasn't enough. You kept thwarting my plans. Every single time you thwarted my plans, and you'd disappear. Off into the horizon. But now, my final plan stopped you in your tracks. And all it took was an entire room full of sleeping gas. And now you're mine. Hero, I must confess, I've adored you ever since I first laid eyes on you. And I know in due time, you'll feel the same way about me. No, baby. Don't try and talk behind your gag. It's not very becoming of a strong hero such as yourself, no. Can I take a seat there? Well, I guess I can. You can't really say no, can you? I bet you never thought you'd have a supervillainess sitting on your lap like this, playing with your hair so delicately. Oh, sweetie, you're blushing. My. I'm glad you have such feelings towards me. You know, I've waited so long, I almost don't want to take off the gag and hear your response. But I guess I'm gonna have to, at some point or another. So here goes. Here, let me just take this off you. Don't struggle. Stop. I'm trying to help you. Let me remove this gag and there you go. I'm sorry I had to tie you up. It's just, you're so adamant on escaping, I just couldn't bear to watch you walk away another time. What do you mean, get off? Honey, please stop. I'm serious. Stop. Why are you doing this? What do you mean you don't love me? What do you mean you already have a girlfriend? You can't possibly be that silly, flimsy news reporter. Are you serious? You choose her over me? The soon-to-be leader of the unfree world? Wow, okay. I can't believe I was so stupid. I can't believe I thought this was going to work out like this. Why does it never work out my way? This is dreadful. No matter. You're still here. And you will be mine. Oh, sweetie. I always get what I want. And what I want is you to be mine. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. you understand? Do I have to drill that into your thick skull of yours? Look, I don't want to have to resort to harmful means. But I will if I have to. I adore you dreadfully. And you will feel the same way for me. Whether I need to brainwash it into your skull, or if I need to dangle that girlfriend of yours off a bridge. One way or another, you will be mine. Mark my words. I will get you. All of you. Your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul. Well. Since our initial plan has failed, I guess my henchmen and I are gonna have to come up with something a bit more complicated. But no matter. I'm sure within no time, you'll be saying yes to me. Guards, put the gag back on. I don't want to hear any more of their stupid drivelling. They don't love me. What poppycock? Can you believe that? Yeah, I can't believe it either. And by the way, while you're over there, tie their ropes a little bit tighter. I want to see them really wriggle and squirm. Don't you? I know it's awfully entertaining watching them wiggle around like that, like they can be free. Oh no, hero. You'll never be free. Ever. Ever again. Now, guards, why don't you go rustle up a nice, cold, dark, dank cell for them? I think a little time in a concrete cell will do them some good. Don't you, guards? Of course. And hey, while you're down there, feel free to throw them around a bit, you know, rough them up. We don't want them getting too comfortable. Now, take them out of my sight. I said now. Go. Bye-bye, hero. Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll see you soon.